Spitwads, today we're talking about drinking salt water.
Oh, yeah.
Getting beat up by a kid and sucking dirt out of your carpet.
Oh,
you
yeah.
You know, pretty normal things. And we're going to finish it all off by drafting the catchiest of catchy songs.
Oh, yeah.
Please enjoy.
What happens when three buffoons give life advice, explore unrealistic situations, and give random topics more thought than they probably deserve? It's the Spitballers Podcast with Andy, Mike, and Jason.
Okay.
It was whispery.
It would look...
I didn't mind it.
I feel like you chickened out of what you really wanted to do.
So here's what I wanted to do.
Okay.
What I wanted
take
to...
Take two.
Okay.
Action.
I can't do it. I just found out I can't do... So here... welcome in, Spitwatch.
5, 6, 7, 8.
And a go. We are drafting today the catchiest songs. Okay, spoiler. There is one song that I have not been able to get out of my head all day, and while I was thinking about doing the scat, I couldn't remember the Spitballers music. I was like, I'm just going to end up doing this song. But then once the music was going, the song disappeared. I'm not a music man like you, Mike.
Right.
I can't have two different melodies in my head at once.
You can't handle a mashup.
No, I can handle a mashed potatoes just fine, but music mashup, not my bag.
That wasn't too bad. I liked it. Welcome into the Spitballers. We have Would You Rather, Is This Real Life? And we're drafting the catchiest songs, as Jason said. Which, I mean, the truth is you could go 50 rounds each. So there's just so many songs and so much source material. So this is a more interesting, you know, sometimes we do drafts and we're like, oh man, can we make it 4 rounds on this draft? This isn't one of those.
And it's very interesting.
And it's a little subjective.
Yeah, yeah, a lot of that. And like, what is, as you know, what is catchy to you? Is catchy lyrics? Is it like, or is it melody? You know, there's a lot of things that weigh into it.
Yeah, is there nostalgia in that? There
right.
were a couple, like I was looking up lists of, you know, catchy songs. And every now and then I would see the title of a song and I go, I don't know that. But if you play it, you're like, oh, well, of course. Now that's in my head forever.
You can follow the show on Twitter at SpitballersPod, SpitballersPod.com, if you want to support this incredible effort that we all make on a regular basis.
You know how long I looked through these lists of catchy songs?
Minutes.
Just so many minutes. Guys, if you want to support what we're doing here,
if you want to support Al Borland. If you want to support Al Borland, this is the way to do it. Join thespit.com.
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather time?
Would you rather?
William from the website, would you rather water always taste salty moving forward or have it taste the same as it does now, but it contains 200 calories per 12 ounces? Either way, you still need to consume the same amount you do to sustain life and health.
Okay.
Great news.
So to clarify here, the salty tasting water is not going to destroy us. Like, you can't just drink ocean water and survive.
In fact, the number one tip of being stranded in the ocean is don't drink the water.
Right.
It tastes
you're done.
Salty
so
moving forward,
okay,
but it sustains you.
All right. Got it.
Now, the other one, you know, you have to drink a decent amount of water. What do they say? Is the 8 glasses a day still what the doctors want you to drink?
Oh, don't listen to Big Water.
Yeah, there's a big difference between what you're told you're supposed to drink and what you're able to get away with. Because I can tell you, I think there's been a year in my life where I've gone without water. I mean,
make a commitment to stay hydrated.
I do right now. Like right now I'm in one of those phases where I'm trying to drink like a gallon of water a day and be hydrated and healthy, all that stupid stuff. But there have been times in my life where I genuinely don't remember like ever drinking water.
How many ounces is a gallon? 64?
Maybe.
I'll tell you.
I'm just curious because no. Like eight, if it's 8 ounces of glass times 8 glasses a day, that'd be 1 gallon.
Our whole system of like 128.
Okay, so it's 2 gallons that you even though you're trying, you just said I'm trying to drink a gallon a day. That's half what you need.
No.
Yeah. Oh no, wait. You said it's a gallon's 120. Double what you need. Okay. Sorry.
Which is good because I usually go about half of the gallon.
Now, if you drink, you said it's 128.
Correct.
Okay, and divide that by 12. 128 divided by 12 is what?
Well, just mental math would be 10.6.
Perfect. Now multiply that times 200, which would be about. I mean,
it
would be
mental math. Is
mental math would be like 2,133, and then like a repeating three.
That's your calorie intake on water if you choose the non-salty route.
A day.
2,000 extra calories. How's that going to work out for you?
I ain't drinking those calories. I like food too much. What? That's not like this has become the easiest question of all time.
Okay.
Because I know I can get away with drinking no water. I've done it, proven. I'll get my water via.
Now
that's a loophole.
Okay.
It's not.
It's not a loophole. That's what I wanted to clarify. Beverages that are. Well, if anything, if other beverages, because they all have water.
Yeah.
They don't get tainted by the salty water, right?
No.
This is just plain water.
Then you're just loopholing.
No, like Coca-Cola is not going to taste like unbearably salty.
Well, then this question is easy.
Yeah,
it's and it's super not easy. A good question because the point is not that I can just get some seltzer water instead of regular water and be fine. The point is. Which would be...
No, seltzer water will be salty, because that's still plain water.
What if I put some lemon in it, Mike? Where's the line here?
Lemon syrup. Salty lemon.
Syrup is the line.
Sugar is the line.
So the little beverages that got the 5-calorie sugar, those are fine without salt? See how stupid it is to draw that line?
Oh, man, Al, what a bad question.
Is he even here?
Yeah, he walked out of the room. I thought this was great news because... What if I told you that there is a delicious beverage at 12 fluid ounces that has only 140 calories?
Coca-Cola?
Coca-Cola Classic, baby.
You know, we drafted a little while back.
Delicious.
We drafted myths, common myths.
Right, that you thought were true.
Ostriches don't actually stick their head in the ground, and people think they do. One of the myths that I found out while researching that was you always hear that these, like soda, is dehydrating because it's got caffeine in it.
Right.
And it's actually not true at all. The amount of water versus the amount of caffeine, it is a hydrating drink, not like it's hydrating like water, but it does not dehydrate you.
Same with coffee. Coffee does not dehydrate you.
Right. It's mostly water.
That's a myth. We should also draft moths at some point.
Ooh.
Like favorite moths.
Yeah, I would like to.
Seems compelling.
Ones. I don't know. Can you name a type of moth?
That's an excellent question.
Can
Andy,
you name a type of moth?
Favorite type of moth? Go.
Laundry moths.
Okay. Yeah. That's
laundry
moths. Oh, yeah. They love laundry. You can find them in laundry.
While you were gone, Al, these guys were trying to take the easy answer of just saying that
they
don't need to drink any regular water. Therefore, the salt water thing is not a big deal because you can survive on other beverages.
Yeah, like if we drink Coca-Cola, would that be super salty because it's got a water base? Because
the water's in it and the water's salty.
Go back out of the room.
Also, butterflies are moths, so I'm going to take them as my favorite.
Oh, yeah, what's your favorite? Oh, what? Name a butterfly.
No.
Butterflies are not moths.
Butterflies are definitely not moths.
No.
Pretty sure they are.
No. And in fact, the way you tell...
He said it with authority and you didn't even look it up.
The way you can tell the difference between a butterfly and a moth is a butterfly, when they land, their wings go up.
And they're awesome.
A moth, when it lands, wings go down.
And
what do you get if you Google, is a butterfly a moth?
It says absolutely not.
It says butterflies and skippers are groups of specialized moths.
Specialized moths. Thank you very much.
And crocodiles are specialized alligators.
What are you... Hold on. We are not leaving this. You're telling me a butterfly is a moth?
I believe so, yeah. I mean, I don't know. I'm not an
expert. Interesting that this entire search result is all of the differences between them.
Yeah, 8 differences between butterflies and moths. I want to know scientifically speaking
butterflies
here.
Do rest with their wings closed, while moths rest with their wings open. Butterflies have long, thin antennae, while moths have short... So other than the fact that they're different, they're the same.
Look, they both have wings.
Why do you call them different things?
Butterflies are not out there eating my laundry.
Look, to be clear, moths are disgusting. Butterflies are cool.
Oh, moths are terrifying.
Moths and butterflies belong to the same insect family, the Lepidoptera.
We're going high level insect.
Well,
I'm just saying, we're all the same exact.
We would call them all moths if they were all moths.
We're all stardust. We're all the same. Get out of here.
First of all, what have you found out that moths were really kind and sweet creatures, like their personalities, but butterflies were like really mean?
Oh, I think that would make because they're so pretty.
Because yeah. they're so pretty, they're like really hoity-toity, haughty butterflies.
I guarantee that's true.
It would make
like the monarchs
sense.
Are the kind of the worst.
Oh, yeah.
They're the worst of the worst.
Just, they don't want to deal with you. They're so much
they're like
better
the
than you.
The Kardashians of that family
Absolutely.
Of insects.
Their luggage is outstandingly beautiful. Moths would be so kind.
It's true. Like rich people have beautiful luggage.
Right. I was hoping he meant luggage.
Yeah. No, I 100% meant luggage. 100% of ugly people are very kind. So I think moths would be just
Owl's pretty
delightful.
Kind. No, I wouldn't say very kind.
Well, that's a good point. I didn't think about. I mean, that's a small sample size, but Owl isn't
is he
always
a
super.
Is he a moth?
He is a moth.
He's a moth.
He's a moth man?
It's me. Owl. Don't call me a moth. I'm an owl.
Oh, I love you, Jeremy.
Oh, my gosh.
Man, it must suck to be on this show, but not
on the show.
Not on the show, just berated.
Amuse.
The people love you, though.
It's not the worst way to make a living.
Yeah. People love butterflies, too, but they're jerks.
Yeah, well, that's what we think.
I'm pretty confident because they're gorgeous.
It's all about the luggage. Yeah, can we move to the next question?
Wait, what was the question?
That was the saltwater one.
I'll take the low-calorie version.
Yeah, okay. You have to drink saltwater now.
Give me the ocean.
Have any of you ever had to do a colonoscopy?
I have done a colonic.
Okay, did you have to clear your system before that?
No, the colonic, in fact, clears the
right.
system.
So when you get a colonoscopy, you have to drink a very disgusting kind of salty substance
sure.
by the gallon to clear yourself out. And that
by
is,
the gallon is in more than like
I mean
gallons?
Just like two very low I don't know what the ounces are, but it's a lot. And okay. you have to get through it all to clear yourself properly. And it's just really, really, really hard to drink something that's salty.
And then it wrecks you, right?
Yeah, I mean,
because you're evacuating.
Yeah, it does. It goes in to clear out, goes in to come out.
Mm. It's a real Arby's situation.
Yeah. All right, but I don't know if I could do that. But the 2,000 calories. I mean,
you
just live on water then.
Yes.
Yeah, your calorie intake is going way up. And look, what is salty Coke even going to be good?
No.
Yes. Do you know how much sodium is probably already in Coke?
Not that much.
I'm on it.
It's look, I'm pretty sure when you buy a Coca-Cola, it says, like, this is a low-sodium product.
Doubtful.
You're thinking of Gatorade.
Yeah, 75 milligrams.
Are there any salty beverages?
Yeah, Gatorade. That crap is super salty.
Yeah, and it gets masked by the sugar.
Right.
You're right.
I mean.
Because it needs to give, it needs to hydrate you.
Don't hear what I'm not saying. I love Gatorade.
Yeah.
But it's very salty.
No, it is. And if you've ever had, like, Pedialyte and stuff that doesn't sugar it up, it gets real salty.
Yep.
All right,
also ocean water.
Ooh, but have you ever had it fresh? It's delicious.
I have.
Don't
it's
drink the ocean,
great.
Kids. All right, Randolph from the website. Would you rather publicly lose in a fight to a fifth grader?
Impossible.
Or an 80-year-old?
Definitely an 80-year-old. I got to let the youth know, man. I can beat you up. Like I'm not losing a fight to a fifth.
You don't care if an 80-year-old beats you up.
No, because that's respecting my elders. If an 80-year-old beats me up, I would like to believe it's because, like, I'm not going to...
Jiu-jitsu master.
I'm not going to... Well, sure, a jiu-jitsu master. I mean, wisdom...
That 80 would beat you up.
...is power. Knowledge is power. So, I mean,
well, your
I
bones,
probably will
your
lose.
Your bones not breaking is power, too.
Yeah, well, yeah, I hope he doesn't break his hip while fighting me. But at the same time, like, a fifth grader...
Look, I remember there was a fifth grader at our school. That had outpaced the rest of the class.
Were you also a fifth grader at this time?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying that this question...
Well, I'm just saying a fifth grader can get big. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Sure.
There could be one that could maybe
one of these fights sends you immediately to jail.
Which one? The kid, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah,
yeah,
that makes
sense.
Yeah.
Look, go out there and fight a fifth grader and see what the repercussions are.
Well, no,
win or lose.
It's about embarrassment, though. The question is, which would you rather, which is more embarrassing? It's a public loss to this. Obviously, it's been sanctioned. But you get beat up by a fifth grader. You're not going to jail if a fifth grader beats you up.
Really?
Yes, you are. You're going to jail.
No,
no, not
no.
if you don't fight.
If a fifth
fight,
grader starts the fight, you're not going to jail.
Smacking you with a shovel and you're doing nothing.
Okay, but that's
you can
not a
defend
fight.
Yourself. Yes, you can.
I promise you, a fifth grader comes up to you hitting you and you punch him in the face.
No, you're fine.
You are
if
not,
it's on video,
not,
as a fifth grader comes up
promise.
And socks you or tries to stab you, Mike,
I need
are
help.
You defending yourself if he tries to stab
if he's
you?
He's got a weapon.
A stab is not a fight.
Oh, so you can
that's
beat up a fifth
fight.
Grader with a
it's
pocket
a knife,
knife?
What? Wait, it's a knife what?
That's a knife fight.
What if you don't have a knife and he does?
I need
you're not going to use your fists?
Jeremy, please get in here. If you have a fifth grader attacking
ain't gonna
you,
be on your
and
team.
You, punch,
you don't want me to get in on this one.
You guys are insane.
I'm not.
If a kid is threatening your life,
like you don't,
you
need
can punch
to,
them.
But yes, if it's
this,
if it
the
is
question is a fight. You guys are taking a completely different argument. If you get in a regular fist fight with a fifth grader that they start and you punch them, you're going to jail.
No, you're not.
I
absolutely
would,
not.
I would agree.
You're
I mean,
going to jail.
If a kid are, walked up to you on and it's on video and he punches you in the face and you punch him back,
you're
not going,
to
jail.
You're going to jail no. or you're giving that family a bunch of money.
No,
you're probably
not.
Giving that family a bunch of money. But, I mean, it's just a, literally
locked.
A sliding scale. Because if that kid comes up and punches you.
He breaks your
and
nose
you,
and you what do you have to
and
do?
And you push
take
him away
punch?
And he punches you and you push him away and he punches you and you push him away and he punches you. You're going to sock that kid, and you're going to be fine.
That kid's going to go to juvie.
But
no, they're not.
There is a sliding scale here.
Kids cannot just punch anybody they want and not getting in trouble.
You're not going to juvie for that.
Let's flip this question around. Who would you be more embarrassed to?
You're not going to juvie for that.
Who would you be more embarrassed?
You walk up to, you're a kid. You walk up to a movie theater, and you go inside and you punch one of the people in the face. You're not going to jail?
Correct. Not for just a one-off. No, definitely not. Definitely not.
Unless they press
if
charges.
If you're a fifth, if you press charges against a fifth grader,
they
get in trouble.
Juvie.
Yeah.
That's what juvie's for.
Yeah. Otherwise, it would just be your room. Go to your room.
Yeah, I mean, it's a matter of how powerful are they. You know, it's like.
You break. If a
there's
fifth
some
grader,
kids that could not do anything to get them in trouble.
Does it change to you if a fifth grader walked in and punched your wife in the nose and broke her nose?
I'm not punching the kid.
You
but
would
could
defend
the kid
your
go
wife?
To juvie?
You can defend somebody without punching them in the face.
That's true. That's true. Bear hug?
Yes.
Really good at a bear hug.
I'm just saying some fifth graders are bigger than you think. I mean, that's where this started. That's where it's going to finish.
Well, so I was curious.
They can be big.
Who are you
they
more,
can be big.
Who are you more embarrassed to publicly lose to in a fight? I would be more embarrassed to lose to a fifth grader.
To a man-sized fifth grader.
To a man-sized fifth grader or an old man. There are, I'll bet you anything, there are 80-year-olds alive right now that could beat me up in a fight.
100%.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you for
we're totally agreeing
so,
quickly.
So
just,
much.
And to be clear, you.
Right.
I'm not
right.
talking about Andy.
Neither
I'm not
you.
Talking about me.
Like
I'm talking
you're beating
about
me
you.
Up. Yeah, absolutely. No, I hear what you're saying. So I choose I would be more embarrassed with a fifth grader, but I'm curious, who would you be more embarrassed to win? Like we would win in these fights.
Right.
Which one's more embarrassing? The story of like, okay, yeah, I beat up an 8-year-old or I beat up a fifth grader. They're both pretty embarrassing. You don't want this
right.
fight.
You
yes, don't want
yes.
to win this fight. I think it's the fifth grader.
I think it's probably the fifth grader.
Because I think people understand some 80-year-olds, they get real grumpy.
Crotchety.
Yeah, get off my lawn.
Yeah.
This is my house.
But Al, what was your opinion on the whole matter?
I'm curious what Jason's line is. If it's not a fifth grader, what about a seventh grader?
Oh, like where could I?
Where would you rather lose in a fight on the young end?
Now a seventh grader, some seventh graders can have a full mustache.
Yes, I've seen them.
That's what it can. Yeah, big pit hair, mustache.
Seventh grade.
You said
is
seventh
when,
grade. Yeah. We had a fourth grader like that.
With not, a full with pit hair and a mustache.
Not a joke.
What?
Yeah.
What kind of milk were they?
Well, they
drinking?
Were held back like 6 years.
They might have been.
I mean, they were 14, but they were in the fourth grade. Yeah, I think the once you get to seventh grade, that's where
junior high. That's where it's
junior
real.
Junior high is where like I'm just gonna act tough and back away because I don't want
to
lose.
How old do you have to be when you punch somebody in the face? Do you go to jail?
Google doesn't have the answer. I think it's really truly like I know this sounds so stupid, but I think it's really truly a matter of power. That it like
there power could, as in power in the punch.
Power
or,
in the punch. Okay. Absolutely. Like you could if you're younger,
not
but
like political
you can,
power.
Right. No. But like if you can,
my dad's the mayor. Kablam! I'm not ever going to jail.
if you can hurt someone. Then there are repercussions for it. I don't care how old you are. You could be an eighth grader, and if you can't hurt me with 100 punches, you're never getting in trouble for it.
Yeah, yeah. I think if a kid clocked a woman on the street and did damage, the police are getting involved in that situation.
Exactly, it's damage. This is damage-based.
Obviously, if you're just like, what was that? Like that, right. You're not going
was
to jail.
Was that a moth or a butterfly?
Right.
I don't know.
Right, which is a line.
Probably a butterfly.
Probably a butterfly. Probably. A kid's a jerk.
That is the line I go to when my children try to do any damage to me is, is that a fly? Is that a butterfly?
Yeah. To bother them?
Yeah. Manny from Patreon, would you rather have to vacuum your house with your mouth?
Oh, my God.
What?
Or wash your windshield with your tongue?
Okay,
that's a good
so,
question.
So what's so this is saying what's this is the question. Manny from Patreon is writing and asking, what's dirtier?
Right.
Your windshield or your home?
They're both terrible.
Yeah, I agree, but what's nastier?
So your windshield?
Bugs.
Well, bugs, there's definitely bugs
poop.
In your poop. Yeah, there's bugs in your rug. It's the bird poop is
I didn't think about bird poop.
Bird poop is the true separator between these two. Now, I mean, there's stuff in your carpet that's carpet is so gross.
Carpet is
why do
nasty.
We why do we have carpet?
Well, the three
it
of us
is
have
disgusting.
The three of us have grown up. We have replaced most of the carpet in our homes.
I still have carpet in my upstairs.
Oh man, what a
it's actually interesting that you say that because this is a discussion between my wife and I a lot of the times.
Oh, it's so gross.
And she takes that opinion that it's just so dirty.
Yes.
And I have always had the opinion that while I am totally fine not having carpet in a lot of living areas, there's still something awesome about carpet because
it's soft.
It's soft.
It feels it. Look, it feels
you
better
lay
on the feet.
You can lay on the ground and wrestle your kids like we.
You could, but according to most estimates, carpets are 4,000 times dirtier than toilet bowls.
Wait.
That's right. The surface you walk
Excuse
on every day
me?
Is grosser than the place where you do your business in the bathroom.
So carpet installers should go to juvie.
Carpets, yes. Carpets are disgusting. And they are soft, they are plush, and they're great day one. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
If you want to put new carpet in every couple of days, then have at it.
So wait, is that's just carpet in general, whether you vacuum it or not?
Oh, yeah, it's disgusting.
But what kind of damage can that disgusting do to you? Like no,
well,
something
I would
being
argue.
Dirty, like pillows. I think pillows in general,
right?
They get a little bit ignored on the old cleaner scale, right? The dogs might jump up on them. You use them for years.
Yeah,
I'm not talking about bed pillows. I'm talking about couch pillows.
Thinking bed pillows because bed pillows, like my
I wash my pillow, my pillowcase.
Sure, but how often?
Same as the sheets.
Okay, so how often do you wash
every
your entire
week,
bedding?
Every couple weeks.
Okay, so you're going 2 weeks. And, like, I'm thinking about my
and
kids.
Yeah, you get home and put your head on your pillow.
Yeah, you,
and
you, maybe you were sweating and you haven't showered yet and you lay down to rest or whatever. Like, my kids, we try to make them shower every day. But sometimes it's in the morning when they fight against it at night and they refuse.
You
like,
get your children
I
to
was
shower
gonna say the
every
same
day?
Thing. That's a shocking, shocking thing.
It takes a lot of effort, but yes, we try to, I mean, during the school
what?
Year. Yeah, but my point is, they got dirty
my
heads.
My 13-year-old gets close to it. It's at least every other day for him.
Yeah, I will say that my younger...
The youngest goes 4 or 5 days.
The younger I have a little bit more... They don't
and
have...
And they hate it. It's
they
like
don't
poison.
Have the stink pits yet.
Yeah.
You know, so... but they're laying their
every
head down
day.
On these pillows.
Get out of here.
And
they need it.
Their pillows are probably disgusting. And then you go the next night and you sleep on that same thing.
Well, then the world's dirty. That's what we're learning here. The world's a dirty place.
Yeah, but you know what's not dirty? Toilet seats, apparently.
I don't know what I want to do here. I don't want to vacuum my house with my mouth. That's gross.
You got to go surface area.
Oh,
yeah, so the smaller windshield.
You take the windshield. Yeah, there's going to be some bird doo-doo. There might be.
I'm taking the windshield for a different reason. I'm taking the windshield because I know what I'm getting. I can see it. Ooh. It's right there. Ain't no surprises. I'm not vacuuming up my carpet going, oh, what was that?
It's also
what was that? No, there was a chunk. No. I'm
and it's probably more fun to lick glass than vacuum a carpet.
Yeah, you know how much
carpet
hairs you're going to get in your mouth?
I mean, it's probably fun, and right? It's a good time.
Yeah, hairs. Oh, yeah.
Oh, now just think about this for a second. I just had a visual realization. Because it's been a while. Like, we've been carpetless for a long time now. We replaced them years ago. If you at home have replaced your carpets, think back to when you had carpets and you vacuumed. You vacuumed a carpet that maybe you vacuumed yesterday.
And are you talking about the bin?
The bin that comes out is...
It's your belly. It's your belly bin.
Unbelievably dirty. Yeah.
Now, I'm imagining the vacuuming... I mean, you're spitting this stuff out, right?
Sure.
You don't have to eat any of this.
No,
object.
You don't have to ingest it.
What, into like a bucket?
Sure. A little baggie you carry along.
Yeah.
I mean, you want to throw it away eventually. You don't want to put it back in the carpet.
Yeah, you're the vacuum, and you've got a little vacuum bag.
Yeah, give me the windshield.
All right.
Okay, are we moving on, yep. Al?
Yeah, let's move on.
Is this real life?
All right. Who wants to go first here? We are sharing some stories from everyday life that are, in fact, not made up. Real things happening to help reinforce your view of humanity.
I'll start it off here because this one applies to the three of us. We like cryptocurrencies. And
sure.
Three good-looking men
buy cryptocurrencies.
That is, I mean, is this real life or what?
Very strong. Maybe don't look it.
Right.
Right.
And definitely never scared. We've established that.
Honorary doctorates given to three.
So we've done that, and we've played in the stock market. You know, there's investing is an important part of life as you get older. Kids, if you're listening, you know, learn to invest. But here's maybe a tip in investing. Okay. This title is, quote, "A crypto trading hamster performs better than Warren Buffett and the S&P 500.
This is what I'm
talking
about,
you would,
man.
I knew you would love this.
Because it's all fake.
It's all
everything.
Fake. It's all a gamble. This crypto trading hamster... is set up on a very high-tech hamster wheel system with a live stream Twitch attached, where basically this hamster runs and then chooses two options to buy or to sell.
So this is like in the when they have an animal pick who's going to win the sports bet.
Exactly.
Or the,
right.
the big game.
And the portfolio, as of the time of this article, was up 20%. This hamster is killing it. Again,
well, that just supports every investment I've ever made.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm not necessarily saying you need to go by what Mr. Gox. That's his name? That is the name of the hamster, two X's. I'm not saying you
of course,
use him.
Of course.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's not going to be one X. It's a,
do you have to go
invest in hamster.
Go get your own hamster to do this?
No, gosh, I don't think all hamsters have this kind of ability.
Are hamsters, like,
stupid as just stupid gets?
Hamsters are real dumb.
I mean, there was not one redeeming single quality to the time that I had a hamster as a child.
You didn't have a hamster wheel?
Not one that he used.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh, we bought it. Don't worry about that.
Dude, you put him in the sphere?
Ball? Oh, in the ball so he can break out and hide under my cabinets? Cool.
Well, he's not that stupid then, is he?
Well, don't worry, though. They also don't really stay awake during the day. They stay awake at night.
Oh, yeah.
They go to sleep during the day so that way they can scratch something while I'm trying to sleep. Or, if you want to hold it, it will bite you.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah.
But otherwise.
Or if you want to invest with it, it can really up your portfolio value. So that
very
is
nice.
My article for Is This Real Life?
You or me, Mike?
Go ahead.
All right, this one's rather simple. Box of human heads stolen from a truck in Denver.
Box of human heads.
Box of human heads.
Stolen from a truck.
So this is a theft situation.
This is a theft situation.
So but we can't overlook the fact that there is a truck driving around with a box of heads.
Right. Well, you see.
Human.
Human heads. It was stolen out of a medical truck used to transport body parts for medical research in a nice family area of Denver's Central Park neighborhood. A lot of families out and about, kids getting off into the school bus and people walking their dogs.
Right.
And then, well.
Now, I don't know if you have the answer to this. Maybe you read the article. Was this an accidental, I'm going to steal from this bag, get home, what'd you get?
Right.
Oh, I got some human heads, uh-oh. Or was this like a planned heist, like the human heads are going to be transporting down I-17 at 12 p.m., let's get them.
I think it's the former, because they stole a dolly and a box, and it just so happened that the box they stole was filled with human heads. That was their loot. That was their surprise.
Now, when I was a teenager, I remember I wrongly stole a box in front of a store. It turned out to have oranges and bread in it. It was a great find.
Wrong.
No, it was awful. Bad.
Go into this. Why did you steal this box?
Well,
I think this is because I could.
It's yeah,
a mischief thing?
It was just a mischief thing. We also stole a bunch of trays from a Whataburger. Like, we didn't need trays.
Is that to carry around all your oranges and bread?
Yes, apparently. We're just being stupid teenagers. Teenagers don't steal.
And then we served all of it to underprivileged teens.
That's right. We stole from the rich, and we gave these fruits and breads to those in need. We definitely didn't throw them out the car at people. So listen.
Oh, no.
But my point in the story was more along the lines of, imagine if you were causing some mischief. Like, I can't even fathom if you stole medical human body parts.
And what do you do with them at that point?
How do you return that?
There's no way to unsteal the heads.
You don't want them. You're not like, oh, good, I found a keeper.
You can't put them in your garbage can.
And your DNA is on these human heads.
Oh,
now, the box said science care on the side of it.
They should probably say human heads.
Right. They thought they were getting like a cool science project.
Don't steal human heads.
You don't want this.
We are not joking. Human heads.
And the police have yet to make an arrest in this situation.
Okay, so that's the answer to what do you do with it?
Because, no, the answer, what
they have
you do
buried
with
it.
Yes, that's the only end game.
Uh-huh. But then somebody's going to find perfectly legally acquired human heads underground somewhere and think, there's a serial killer.
Well, but then
they weren't legally acquired because
originally.
Them. Yes.
Hmm. But like those heads, as long as it says science care on the side, were legally acquired. All right, Mike, what do you got?
All right, fellas, I have quite the tale. It's got some twists and turns, but I'll start it off with the headline. Because
headline?
No, it's not about human heads. Good. But it's a little eye-catching here. Best man steals bride from groom.
Ooh.
After confessing love in his wedding speech.
Oh, no.
Oh, my goodness.
It happened after the speech? And it worked?
So here's the story.
And she got married because the speech comes after the marriage.
So here's the story. A guy and a gal getting married, tying the knot.
What a day. What a special day.
Committing to each other for eternity, for life, what have you. The backstory is the best man and the bride were lifelong friends.
Mm.
Eventually, bride meets groom, and groom and best man ended up hitting off, become good friends, and he's giving his speech, and he kind of left the crowd stunned as people weren't really sure what to make of it as he starts talking and saying how he's loved the bride since he saw her.
Oh, no.
And just goes
at
on and
this
on.
This other man's wedding.
Yeah, but also is including things like, so you're a lucky man, but you can't deny what has just occurred here. It really seems like the best man has just let out a gigantic confession after a ceremony has already been performed. So that on the surface sounds like the,
that's
the,
wild.
The most uncomfortable situation you've ever witnessed in your entire life. So moving forward, bride and groom, things don't go very well for them. As the bride puts it, his personality really changed. He started to wanting to live a different lifestyle.
He was nothing like Jimmy.
And they're actually pretty quickly divorced after about a year. Well, in comes the best man, who's kind of the support system. Well, you know, as things do, they end up turning into a little bit more than friends. They start dating. They get married. They have now been married for over a decade and have four children together and seem to be living a very happy life that started when he confessed his love for her at her other wedding.
At her other wedding.
Which really, like, in what some ways, that may take more courage to say than anything that he could ever do in his entire life. It's also awful. But, I mean, to be able to say those things.
You're not wrong. That's true love. Because to know that that's wrong.
He had his opportunity. They ask everyone, if anyone wants to speak now, forever hold your peace. He did not abide by the rules of the wedding.
Did they ask that at your guys' weddings?
I don't remember.
I don't think they actually asked that at all.
My
ours.
Father officiated mine, so I doubt he did that part. I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't remember. I was crying too much to remember anything.
I was in the middle of a panic attack.
Mm. Were you?
Oh, goodness gracious.
Be the center of attention.
How much of your wedding ceremony do you actually really remember?
Not much.
Yeah, I'm the same.
Because it's fine.
Terrifying.
Yeah, weddings are very much that thing where it's like everything is about the lead up to it. So that when it's actually occurring, it's surreal.
Yes,
it was
very
surreal.
Much.
I remember most of mine other than I was crying through the entirety of it.
Yeah,
I can see that.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Yeah, we were bawling.
So was she.
That's true. I was
different
a joke.
Reasons,
I get it.
Yeah.
I get where you're going.
And we're back.
I stumbled into the truth.
You want to know the sad part of that story? Is
which
that
the crying
of the bride and the groom, okay. and the new groom and the best man and the people was that I'm not sure if I hoped, but
yeah,
I assumed
too.
That it was like a later that night,
right.
after
yes.
the wedding, not yes. like a year of bad yeah. marriage divorce.
No, it's a wild story. It's like, and if you're the groom and your best man. Just,
yeah, you're probably not close friends anymore, are you?
Just does this. But
what's the responsibility of the best friend at that point? I mean,
I don't know.
I don't think he has a responsibility.
Now,
you divorced her.
Maybe he
oh,
says.
Oh, yeah, at the end game.
Now,
absolutely.
The confession, your responsibility is not to confess your
yeah,
love for
probably,
his wife.
I wish we had the transcript of the confession, because I want to know if it was like.
Alluding
you know,
to or on the nose.
I want to, exactly. I want to know if it was like, man, Andy, you are so lucky. I'll tell you the truth.
I mean, really lucky.
When I first met her, I was in love. I was madly in love, and I can't imagine how lucky you are. And then you go on, or if it's like, Andy, you're really lucky. She's great. I have loved her since the day I met her. I still do.
But anyways,
I wish I was you, and I plan to be you.
In a year.
In about a year's time, we're going to have four babies.
That's what he said.
Whew.
Wow. Okay. Time to draft.
The Spitballers Draft.
So I'm really curious about this draft. Jason has the first pick. We're taking catchiest songs. So you have a million to choose from. And I just am curious if we end up with the same songs. I imagine some might make the list and be shared, but I also would not be surprised if we all had original takes.
Yeah, a lot of these drafts, you know, we go 12 total picks, four rounds for the three of us, and most drafts I make sure I have at least 12 picks. But in this one, it's like I don't know how much overlap. There's several that are on my list that I don't think are going to be on yours. We will see. But the first one, the 101 to me, was the song that while looking at all of these songs today, and all of them had an opportunity to get stuck in my head, there was only one that did. It was just Never Gonna Give Me Up.
Yes.
Rick and Roll. I got Rickrolled because, yes. I mean, that is a generational, like, my kids know it because of Rickroll.
Yes.
My grandparents know it because, you know, Rick Astley was, I'm sure, quite the charmer.
Your grand that song I don't came know. Out in the 80s.
That's how
Jason.
It feels. It feels old.
That song came out when we
your
were
parents.
Gonna give you a
it
never gonna
I,
let you
I thought
down.
that would be a sneaky later round pick for me. I really did. That was on my list, and I thought it would just be one of those ones I kind of stumbled on. I found it later in my search.
Never gonna turn
that song is very strange because as a child, I loved that song. Like, ooh. I was aware of that. He also had another hit, which sounds exactly the same as that one, but that was his big hit. And I loved that song. I still love that song. And it's the fact that it's turned into, like, this, it's an internet joke of you Rickroll someone, which is, I mean, that's just
it's because of the
vintage internet of, like, how insane is it that this became a thing of, you send someone to the wrong website so that they could go listen to this song.
It's
this
the
song.
Ridiculousness of the video.
Yes.
That's the only reason it's what it is because it's quintessential time capsule ridiculous video.
I think it's the combination.
You've always
of
said that. Yes.
The ridiculousness of the video and the catchiness of the song because once you got Rickrolled, it's in your head the rest of the day. Because
you
man.
Don't need.
Right.
More than a split second.
And when I was making my list, most of the time I was thinking, like, I'm annoyed when a song gets stuck in my head all day. I'm not always like, yes, I have this song. I've been waiting to get this song. You know, and that's one where it's like, someone please sing something else. Get this out of my head.
Gotcha.
All right. I will go with, I mean, so many to choose from. I don't know how to prioritize them. That's the hard part. But at the end of the day, I'm just going to go with my heart. I think Billie Jean by Michael Jackson is
okay.
one of the catchiest songs of all time.
Okay.
So you get the bass line. You got a hook in there with the chorus. I mean, it's just in your head. If you hear it, it makes you want to listen to it over and over again. And I actually love the song. So
oh, it's a great song.
It's not just catchy. It's a catchy plus you like it.
Guitar, this is one of those, you know, fun facts that a lot of people do know, so I'm not breaking ground here. But the guitar player, that's Eddie Van Halen. On that track. Yeah, so that guitar solo is, in fact, Eddie Van Halen, who was asked if he would like to participate in the music video, and he passed because he thought the song was going to be a dud.
Really? That was why?
Whoopsies!
Yeah, that's mistakes were made.
Yes.
It's always funny when you hear about actors passing on certain roles.
Right.
Or the one I always remember is from E.T. Did you ever hear that?
Which one?
Where M&M's didn't want to be included. And so
it was Reese's?
It was Reese's Pieces.
Oh.
And
I mean, I don't know if that's just urban legend, but I always heard that they passed on the share that opportunity in Reese's Pieces. The rest is history.
Was that the moment that Reese's Pieces took off? Because that would be really funny.
I think it was. I think it was a catalyst.
They are delicious. All right, with my first pick, I'm not going to go with a radio song. I'm going to go with a song that when it gets stuck in your head, absolutely, it still slaps. And when I really think about it, I think I may have heard this song more than any other song in my entire existence.
I'm so curious.
I'm going with the Super Mario Brothers theme song.
Whoa.
Wow, left field.
Because like when you back if you grew
let's,
up on
let's hear it.
And you're in. Now you're in. Now you're totally in. Like, if you grew up in the Nintendo era, that thing was just on repeat for hours. For people could say, "Oh, I can listen to that same song forever." But the Super Mario, they make you listen to the same song for hours and hours.
So that's
and
a burn-in. That's a burn-in situation. Yeah. That's not just like a hook.
And
that's burn-in.
And I still love it. It's still great. And you have tons and tons of new, you know, remixes and fresh looks on the song. But I love that song. It gets. Go ahead.
No, I just say it makes me think I should have gone into some different alleyways with this question.
You are free to. Oh wait, Brooks is saying if I want to correct myself. What are you talking about here, Brooks?
Sorry, I thought you would see right above there. Is that actually on Beat It, that guitar solo? instead of Billie Jean.
Oh, it was. I thought that's what you had said. I apologize.
Billie Jean. I figured you'd appreciate that.
Yes. Thank you for correcting me on that one. That would have been a faux pas. But yes, Beat It was the Eddie Van Halen.
You can all delete your tweets now.
Everyone's already seen
it. I've already gotten them. Okay, so Super Mario, and then this is when you get into the area of songs where it's like, maybe it's considered embarrassing if you like it, but it doesn't matter.
It's catchy.
Because this song gets stuck in your head, and this was a generational moment for us. There were three young fellas, all related, brothers, in fact.
Okay.
Brothers, in fact. One played the keyboard, mm-hmm. one played the drums, and one played the guitar. And they had an anthem that went out. They had an anthem that went out to the United States of America. And that anthem was Mbop.
Mbop. Mbop.
Because Mbop.
It did take over the world for a while.
Once it's in there, good luck getting it out. It is a virus.
So Super Mario Brothers theme in Mbop.
That is correct.
All right. I have Billie Jean by Michael Jackson. Tough decision here. I'm going to go with We Will Rock You by Queen.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Different Queen songs that you could choose from. Yeah, that's the hard part is deciding which Queen song, but I think We Will Rock You takes the cake for me.
Yeah, it was the same with Michael Jackson. I feel like you could pick several Michael Jacksons, several Queen songs. So you've got some great performers here.
And there's some songs that, like, especially when I think about, like, there's catchy, like, Mbop, which owned a little piece of time.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's catchy, like, is in every sports stadium for all of eternity.
Yeah, stadium songs.
And so those stadium songs, like, which, you know, they have two songs. They have We Are the Champions, too, which could be in there.
It's really, I believe those songs, I don't know, Brooksy, you might know this. They on the album, those songs just, like, run into each other, right?
Oh, yeah, I don't know if they're technically one track or not, but
I think they're separate, but they just, it's it essentially runs like one seamless track.
That'd be real dumb if they didn't do it that way.
Mm. Yeah, all take right. that, Queen.
Jason, you have a couple picks.
I really wish I was not on the clock because choosing between... I don't want to be here at all. Choosing between these songs is like, I don't feel like there's a tier break. Feel like everything is about the same to me. But the one that has been stuck in my head probably the most from this list today, it's another classic. So I've got Never Gonna Give You Up. It was a classic.
Sure.
So I'm Never Gonna Give You Up. You know what else I'm not gonna do?
Let You Down?
No, I'm not gonna Stop Believing.
Oh, don't okay.
Believe.
Little Journey.
Yeah. Journey usually is a pretty catchy ditty. Now I'm gonna go a different direction. A little less classic, a little bit more recent, a little less good, a little more bad.
A little more rock and roll?
No.
Okay.
This one is a little bit more do-do-do-do. We're going...
What?
Baby Shark.
Oh, goodness gracious. Yeah,
Baby Shark, dude. And now you might have that in your head.
Yes.
That's the classic... Please,
I hope
someone
that ruins
get that
you in the poll
out of my head. Yeah, I hope it does too. I really do. It's the worst song, but tell me it's not catchy.
Oh, it can be catchy, but you can have catchy songs that are good.
Oh, I got two of them. Yes, I do.
Yeah, but now you have one that's real bad.
Yeah, I do, but it is real catchy. Right. This is not.
Am
best
I back on the clock
catchy
or is
songs.
It Mike?
Yeah, no,
this
you're
is
up, Andy.
Catchiest songs.
Am I up for real though, or like fake?
You are. Okay. No, I've when you've made your bad picks, I have never. Said a thing.
You just let me
I just
walk
let
off the cliff. I'm going to go with Eye of the Tiger by
okay.
Survivor. I'm going to go with Eye of the Tiger.
Okay.
So that is my catchy song pick number three.
Interesting.
Iconic.
Yes.
You hear it and then it's in your head for a long time.
I recently heard a story from the Always Sunny podcast. And so I will take their story and I will share it on our podcast.
Yeah.
Let's hear your story.
So my story involves one of those guys sitting on an airplane by a member of Survivor. And they were telling the story of how they wrote that song. And they got, this is just total podcast, just stealing their podcast. But it's a great story. So the singer or whoever got a message from Sly Stallone said, hey, I want you to write a song for my
Rocky,
movie.
Rocky, yeah.
And he completely blew it off. It's like, who is doing this? Like, who's screwing me right now that pretending to be Sylvester Stallone? A couple weeks go by, gets another call. Hey, why are you ignoring me? This is Sly Stallone. I want you to write a movie.
Were you about to do a Sly?
I was, but I didn't want to go into the whole bit. ignores it. Gets a call from the manager. Sylvester Stallone is trying to call you. Why are you not answering
Sylvester
Stallone? And he wanted two songs. And so they go and they spend a whole bunch of time in the studio recording a song. And they're perfecting everything. This is it. This is going to be the theme for the new Rocky movie. Oh, crap. We promised two songs. We need to rip one off real quick. The one they rip off real quick turns out to be Eye of the Tiger and become one of the most iconic songs of all time. It's just
wow. So... You're not saying ripped off from somebody
else.
No. Just like got it done
quickly. They banged it out because they
Isn't that how it always happens now?
Music is so wild of like these, the songs you know and love that are iconic. There's, you know, I wrote that in 10 minutes.
Yeah, you hear those stories on like Howard Stern and stuff when he interviews artists.
So wild.
So I'm going with Eye of the Tiger.
I like it.
With Billie Jean and We Will Rock You by Queen. Mike, your final two picks.
All right. So with with one of my picks, I know where I'm going, and I'm going to go with, I think it's their biggest hit, I believe. It's their biggest hit to me because it's the song that I'm drafting as their catchiest song. But there was a group of fellas. They were a pop group. They swept the world. And then when they wanted to break up with a lady, they said, bye, bye, bye.
Mm-hmm. It's on my list.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah,
you got that one on there?
Yes, it is.
That's their biggest song, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that was the song that brought in, it took it from just like the hardcore NSYNC fans and the young ladies who all were into NSYNC to guys were like, that's not half bad. That's not half bad. I can get down with this. I bought the No Strings Attached album.
That was a very, very big song.
It was fantastic.
It's also very funny to go watch those
old videos.
Live performances and how ridiculous they look.
I still think of it like anytime someone says bye-bye.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
All right. For my final pick, man, it's... I am going to go with... I'll throw a modern song in here because this one also swept, I think, the world and the nation. And this thing was like number one in the billboards for a record setting amount of time. It's Old Town Road, my friends. Well, Jason's nodding his head
I know the song. I saw it on a list. It's a good song.
I don't think
it's that catchy.
Really?
Let me hear it.
I'm kind of on Jason's team on that. I thought it's a great song. It's just hard when you're only down to 12 picks.
You can ask me now, Mike.
Okay.
It's very catchy.
Thank you, Al.
I believe I said it's very catchy. I believe Jason said it's very catchy.
I just felt bad because I couldn't support his take earlier, so I wanted to get in there.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay.
No,
all right. So you got your four picks?
Yeah.
All right. It took me a second to find my last pick because I started trying to think about different alleyways than traditional music once you put the Super Mario Brothers theme song.
Gillette. Gotcha.
Yes. I'm talking about some jingles.
Song that never ends.
But where I got to was actually the Imperial March by John Williams from Star Wars.
Okay. I'm in.
I started going down there like maybe I'm going to go Jurassic Park theme.
Right.
And then I was like, but what is the most, and you just let your brain go, what's the most catchy, iconic, like music theme that you would just repeat to yourself? And that was what came to my mind. I don't know if there's another song from movies.
I don't hate it.
That is that kind of.
Aside from all of John Williams' songs.
Yes, right? All of his songs are that way. But
that guy's a turd, man.
That guy.
How can you be so good at anything?
Yeah, he's unbelievable.
Yeah, do yourself a favor. Watch him compose like one of these themes in front of a live orchestra. and have your mind blown.
I feel like if you're making a really epic movie, you're making what is going to be a blockbuster, you have two choices. Make it better or don't use him. Like, those are your two choices for you're deciding, okay, who am I going to have score right. this movie? Well, how good do you want it to be? Not that good.
And I
want
to hear the stories of John Williams of, like, well, how did you get the melody for the Imperial March? He's like, well, I was taking a crap.
Yeah.
And it just came to me. I wrote that in 3 minutes.
I
was like, yeah, okay, I got this.
This is like, I don't know. It's such a, I don't think I like this draft. Because I feel like it is a betrayal. It's one of those drafts because of the choices where it's a betrayal of 1,000 songs to pick four. And we all have different opinions, but are we done? Did we do
Jason has one more. I still have my favorite one.
No, we're done.
Not my favorite, my final pick. I did consider doing the song that never ends. You know, this is the song that never ends.
What happened to you?
Because once that gets in your head, you can't get it out. But I already took Baby Shark, and I can only take one of those gimmicky.
It's very.
So, and likewise, because it's gimmicky, I'm also not going Gangnam Style, which is pretty catchy. But I feel like
I love that.
I know when the song isn't even in English and you can't get it out of your head. It's like, yeah, it's pretty catchy. But I'm going to go with a song that I have right next to my list on next to Bye Bye Bye. Very similar, kind of a poppy. Mm-hmm. Once you get I think it's that like alliteration of the the diction, and it's Poker Face by Lady Gaga.
OK,
because you're poker face.
I got the song.
That one is my daughter, like every now and then that song goes around my house, like just not even played, just someone is like, it has it in their head from somewhere, and it spreads like a virus.
Yes, it certainly does.
So I think that qualifies for catchy songs. Yeah. What do we have on our list? To do honor to the other songs here, what do you got, Andy?
The Final Countdown by Europe.
Mm-hmm, great.
I Don't Want to Miss a Thing by Aerosmith. I don't care what you say. I had Wanna Be by Spice Girls. Again, that just stays in your head.
Sure.
Staying Alive by the Bee Gees.
Sure.
And also Who Let the Dogs Out by Baha Man.
I do have that one on my list.
Yeah.
I have... Mickey. Hey, Mickey, you're so fine. Yeah, you're so fine. You blow my mind.
That's
hey,
a
Mickey.
Way better pick. I've got
Rickrolled.
I've got...
got him!
Yes! You just got Rickrolled right now? Who did it?
I did.
Jeremy Rickrolled. Oh, that is so great.
You did not verify the link.
Yeah, it was so...
Good timing. I've got Happy... Because I'm happy.
Yeah.
And then
Pharrell.
Yep.
Yes. And Living on a Prayer.
Oh, okay. By Bon Jovi?
Yeah.
No, you sound just like him.
Thank you.
Mike,
that's the perfect example. I hated Bon Jovi. I could not stand Bon Jovi. He was a little too old for me, so like the older crowd liked him, so I hated him. It was for old people.
Okay, I gotcha. Yep.
And but when you hate someone and their music's so good, you can't get it out of your head. It's like that. That's okay, you win, Bon Jovi.
Leftovers, I had the 500 Miles, which in title alone doesn't always give it. I would walk 500 miles. And Call Me Maybe.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh, that song is amazing.
Mike's having a time today.
I am 100%. I don't know if you guys have seen like memes of it's like, I'm not saying I'm the super buff guy, but like it to make the meme is funny where they show a guy who's shredded. It's like me walking into the gym and he's got headphones in, and that it's like what I'm actually listening to.
And it's Call Me Maybe.
It's Carly Rae, Call Me Maybe. And that is 100% me on the bench just hitting it with Call Me Maybe blasting.
Any others that Al or the judge want to contribute?
I had Call Me Owl by Paul Simon.
I want, is that because it's good or because you wanted to make a Call Me Owl joke?
No, that song really gets stuck in my head a lot.
Okay. All right. It does.
Take On Me.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah.
That's good. All right, that'll do it.
What did we learn today?
I learned that butterflies are jerks.
Oh, yes.
That's what I learned with their fancy luggage.
I learned that even if you keep your guard up most of your life, you can still get Rickrolled by now.
Oh, man.
Did you learn anything today, Mike?
Not really.
Okay. That's good. That's
good. I learned that carpet is as dirty as I thought it was, which is dirtier than toilets.
That's one. I got to research that.
Is that because your butt cheeks are cleaner than you think?
Oh, and the carpet's just still really clean?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. I think it's because the carpets are freaking disgusting. Just think about what you vacuum up, man.
Turns out shoes are disgusting.
This is why you really shouldn't wear your shoes in the house.
Correct.
Because you save the carpets.
That'll do it for this show. Tell your friends. Goodbye.
Thanks for listening to the Spitballers Podcast. To see what other nonsense the guys are up to, check out spitballerspod.com.